great.
Welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with you. On the phone with me right now is Charmaine Fetterman, and she's with the Sons and Daughters of Italy right here in the area. Charmaine, first of all, thank you very much for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I'm interested in hearing where you are, how you've been dealing with the past many months. But give us a little bit of a sense of your history. You know, the Sons and Daughters of Italy have been around for some time, and talk about that.
The Sons and Daughters of Italy, actually, we just incorporated the daughters, which was huge.
Right, yay!
So, yeah, yes. So, but the Sons of Italy, which was the SOI, that has been around for, I can't give you an exact amount of years, but it has been we are a fraternal society that has just been, my father was a officer of the club 30 years ago. He's now the president today. It's just, I've grown up with the Sons of Italy.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us what you do. Some of us know very well what you do, and then some of us hear the name, and we really haven't thought to investigate it, you know, just to talk about it a lot. So tell us what you do as an organization.
Well, we are a social club. We call them regular members and lodge members. If you would like to be a lodge member, you have to have Italian descent to become a lodge member. Our regular members or social members, we want people to join the club. It's $15 for the year to join the club. You get to come in, you get a key card. You know, we offer the bar. Obviously, things are a little bit discounted because we are a club, and that's kind of the perk of joining a club.
Sure.
Is you get a little break. We try to do fun things like with the COVID. Like I had a midget wrestling scheduled, which people were just so excited for. Like, you know, something different. You know, we have the hall space in the back. Well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. It's been canceled twice. So there are things like that that we offer. We have a great hall. If you're a member, you get a discounted rate at the hall. Right now, we're doing the food, trying to keep, you know, the income coming in of some sort to keep the club going.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that food specifically here in just a moment, but let's talk about what you've had to face and how you're handling the past many months. Have you ever gone through a portion of your existence as the SOI or the Sons and Daughters now of Italy where you've had to put on the brakes for this long?
No. No, and we're in an uphill battle to begin with. Like when my father took over, the club was not exactly thriving. So we were at an uphill battle coming out of the gate. So now we started, you know, okay, we're going to, you know, rent the hall space out for showers. And, you know, things were really starting to be like we could see a light. And this shutdown has just... You're just in complete survival mode.
And it's been for so long now. You know, it's one
yes.
thing if you have a couple of weeks where you're in survival mode, and then it's a different story when you have how many months are we into this now? And you're still having to try to figure out how, we're all trying to figure out, you know, what do you do next month? What do you do in 6 months? And how do we keep this going? So what have you had to do? Obviously, you mentioned your one event being canceled, postponed a couple of times now. Have you,
yes.
Are you still operational? How are you handling all of that?
Okay, so what we were doing, like, we started to slowly open on Wednesday. See, we're not a fully operated, like, we're not a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a little improvisation where, you know, we would do spaghetti dinner fundraisers and whatnot once a month. because we do have, you know, we have an inspected kitchen where, you know, everything is up to code. So it was easy to operate and do those things. Now, with, you know, the bar being closed and no events coming in, they used to do a Tuesday night bingo, so that you couldn't do that. We decided, okay, we'll try to do some dinners and see what kind of revenue we can generate that way. So that's been, you know, helping out. We've been a lot of volunteers involved in this. I mean, I have my two sidekicks, Kelly and Kim, who just would do anything for this club.
Right.
So
you've put together dinners for people at this point.
Yes.
And you don't have, let me ask this question too, and then we'll talk about the dinner specifically. You don't have to be a member in order to order one of these dinners.
Oh, no. No, we have an ad in the Butler Eagle, and we've also done a little radio time with you guys. Yes, you do not have to be a member of the club to order a dinner or a lunch.
So it's an excellent way, again, for the community to help out another community organization at the same time as getting food, because I've joked about this throughout just because I'm not the best chef in the world. And and it's like you get to a point, you're like, I just want somebody else to cook for me. Can we get something, you know, ordered out? And a lot of people, of course, have been ordering out. So this is another opportunity. If folks haven't thought of you, this is great. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because I want to, you know, help you as much as we possibly can. And so
and you don't know how much I appreciate. Yes.
Well, so let's talk about the dinners. So what are we ordering? You know, what's for dinner tonight?
Okay, well, like tonight we would be having there. I give you, well, We do dinners Wednesday and Sunday nights, and then we're open for lunch 11 to 2. That would be on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But you can get the dinner option anytime. It's a $10 dinner. We offer, I try to change that every week. So this week we have the homemade stuffed shells. You get your salad and your dinner roll, and that's a $10 dinner. And then I offered another dinner, which is a grilled chicken over your choice of pasta in a butter garlic sauce with your salad and dinner roll.
Wow, that's good stuff. So you have the meal predetermined, so it makes it easy for us, right? Because we can just call up and say, hey, I want your meal for the day.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, it's going to be the same meal every week, and the week changes. Like, I do homemade lasagnas. I've done chicken parmesan. My stuffed meatloaf dinner is a great one. You get a little mini meatloaf with homemade mashed potatoes. Everything is homemade. Let me emphasize that. Homemade mashed potatoes and a vegetable, green beans or corn, with your dinner roll. Again, $10 dinner.
And when you get a mini meatloaf, there is no fighting, right? I mean, you can't have my meatloaf. I'm not eating yours.
Absolutely.
Can yours I have some of your leftovers? Mine. That's usually what I hear at my table, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So and so, how long have you been cooking? Because when you talk about homemade food, you have to have a gift for that. You know, again, I've joked throughout the many months, I'm not a great chef, but you find out how good you are in the kitchen whenever all of a sudden you're in a situation like this and you have to cook many meals at home. How long have you been cooking?
Yeah. I would say since I was a little girl. I was, and you know, crazy, my father is the one that, you know, I've watched. Again, being at SOI, you know, back in the day at the SOI, you had the Capri dances and you had the casino nights and all that stuff. So we would be, my sister and I would be there, you know, our families, and we would just watch them cook, like, for these events. And I just took a great passion to it. I've been blessed to have all my Grandma Mendocino's secret recipes, where I have the rice ball recipe, which is huge. And I just run with it. I mean, I'm happy when I'm cooking, and I love to, you know, I guess satisfy people and you know, watch them enjoy it.
Right, right. And if you didn't learn from grandma, you can't make it just like you. I mean, have you found that? You know, I mean, you could tell us the recipe, and I still wouldn't be able to make it exactly like you're making it, because we didn't get that lesson from grandma.
Right, and it's, you know, and you learned, like, everybody's going to say, well, it's my grandma's recipe. It's the best. And you have to agree with that statement, because my grandma's was the best, you know? And so it's interesting also, like, to other people's food. Like, I love, like, Maria, you know, the little bakery, the Dolce Mia she had, like, the meatballs and her passion. So I don't even know how to explain it, but I just love doing it. I really do. I love it. And although we're doing it for survival right now, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. Sons and daughters of Italy. How do we go about getting the food? Do we have a phone number, email? What's the best way to contact you?
You can give us a call at 724-968-0198, and you can pre-order. We also deliver. I have a couple of the little college girls. They're delivering for us. Give us a call, and we'll get it out to you. Butler Hospital has been great support with us. They, you know, the VA. I mean, we're getting some, you know, really good support. We're a great community, I'll say that.
Yeah, absolutely. And many, many people, many organizations I've talked to, I've asked this kind of question, and I know it's hard to ask, but are you looking at the future at this point? Are you discussing the future, or do you just want to try to get through this week and get through next week and take this day by day?
Well, I think we're at a week, day by day, week by week, because it's, you know, unfortunately, like, we have tried to apply for some relief, but since we are a nonprofit, there are no grants, nothing is available. I actually spoke, you know, obviously I was panicking trying to find anything that could help us, you know, push through. And the gentleman I spoke to basically said, you know, it's a shame, but you're going to see a lot of your small clubs, you know, close down. They'll never sustain this.
Is he from the state?
Pardon me?
What the gentleman you were talking to, was that somebody from the state?
Yes, that was somebody from the state. I've called so many numbers,
sure,
trying to find grant money, some type of relief money, and there's just nothing out there. So yeah, that the last gentleman I talked to, and that was from the state, that, you know, there's just nothing out there.
Now, when you're saying there's nothing out there, are you indicating specifically for nonprofits? Is that where the difficulty is for you, or?
Yes, that was pretty much it. If you're a nonprofit, you know, kind of sorry, you're out of luck. Yes.
And that's something, too. If someone's listening today and they are a nonprofit and they have found a loophole, they have found, you know, something, then feel free and share it with us, and that would be interesting as well.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I really want to say, so please, for this reason, if any, you know, support all your local clubs, your local small clubs. You know, you have the Elks, you have the Mooses, the VFWs. That was one that he really said was, you know, the VFW, because I don't think that they have any means to provide food, because there's a lot of stipulations with this food serving. So like if you would dine in. So that makes it very difficult.
It does. It does. And yes, I know we didn't really think about talking about fish fries, you know, of months past, but I feel for all those individuals or groups that used to have fish fries during the Lenten season or Easter, because that's a lot of money that was not coming in.
Well, yes. And if, you know, you think about it, that could be like, okay, this is what we're going to pay. We're banking on this fish fry because we're going to pay our taxes with it.
Right.
You know, or we're going to, and so it is just, it really is devastating.
So Charmaine Fetterman on the phone with us, Sons and Daughters of Italy. Yes, Sons and Daughters. It used to be the SOI.
Yes.
Now Sons and Daughters of Italy just incorporated that, which is always good news. Having this meal that you can get, of course, they have wonderful homemade stuff. If you want to get a hold of them, Charmaine, if you want to give us that contact information, again.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's 724-968-0198.
And for $10, that's a good price.
I think so.
Absolutely, for a homemade meal. Charmaine, before I let you go, I do want to ask you your final thoughts. I'll ask you that here in a second. But one question before that. What's the love of what you do? Why do you love the Sons and Daughters of Italy? I know you mentioned you grew up with it, so it is a part of you. But why do you love doing what you do?
Well, I believe that it's just in me, and the passion for the club and to keep the club going, and the time I get to spend with my father, you know, working side by side with him, trying. It's a great challenge what we're doing right now, and if anyone knows me, they know I'm very competitive. So it is with my friends, the friends that have come together, the smiles on people's faces. It's a love and a passion.
Have you been able to keep in touch with all these individuals, or has it been another hurdle to have to get over to try to keep everyone together?
Well, at the very first of it, you know, everybody was in like total shock. Like what, you know, I didn't see some of my girlfriends for weeks because obviously none of us were leaving our homes. Now we're kind of, you know, wear your mask, be smart, wash your hands. So we're trying to get that bar open a few nights a week. So we're easing into this because, again, you have to be very compliant with what is going on. And we have a lot to lose if we're not. So
right.
We're being very
right.
cautious.
Yeah.
So I am getting to see, you know, I mentioned it's Kelly Mihalik and Kim Frazier. You know, they are rocks to this club as well. They are just as passionate as I am. So together, you know, we'll get through it.
Absolutely. Now I will ask you your final thoughts as we come to a close with our time right now with the Sons and Daughters of Italy. If you want to talk about the meal, great, because it's an opportunity for us as a community to be able to help you out. And you are in amongst many who are just wondering, how in the world are we going to do this next week, next month? What does the future look like? It's all unknown. So, folks, if you want to grab this meal, then it's a great way to help out the Sons and Daughters of Italy right here in Butler, a great community organization. So I'll let you give us your final thoughts. What do you want to leave with us today, Charmaine?
Well, I'd like to say that give us a call. Our hours are Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 to 2 for lunch. Give us a call. You can pick up or deliver. We do, and the dinner is available at all times, even during lunch. Like I've tried to encourage people, hey, get it now and heat it up for home later on. And then we are open 11 to 7 on Wednesday, and we are open 3 to 8 on Sunday. So give us a call. Let us cook your dinner for you.
Charmaine, I love your idea of pick it up now and heat it up later. The only danger I see in my house is I have two teenage kids. I don't know if I'd get to it by dinner.
You wouldn't.
It wouldn't. It'd be gone. I'd be like, where's my meal?
Yes.
I know it. That's always fun, though. Charmaine Fetterman, Sons and Daughters of Italy, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.